Blitz. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston. A Gau Media station. If you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
Are you ready?
Hey, think you can tell us what to do? You think you can tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Gulf Greyhound Park in Lamarck. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hour number two, 713-780-ESPN is the number. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Good bike. You're good to go. There's also Twitter at Fred Fowler. F-A-O-U-R. At AJ is the real. At Jon Snow with a zero. At Degenerates975. You can also text the show, 713-780-3776. And if you missed the first hour, a lot of good stuff. We're kind of all over the place. We have poo water. We talked a little bit about Gulf Greyhound Park, where we are at and broadcasting. Live racing starts at 6 o'clock. So, for those of you down south, come on by. We are on the south end of the grandstand and basically hanging out. And we're in the suite area. So come on by, and there's still tables here. You can hang out. Live racing starts at 6 o'clock. And happy to be down here at Gulf Greyhound Park. Some follow-ups from the first hour. Somebody said, I've had typhoid from working in West Africa. Spent a week in a hospital and many months recovering. It's a not wise, guys.
I'm telling you.
I'm telling you that you're absolutely right. Crazy stuff. And then somebody asked, what are the chances UCF plans its own trip to the White House?
They might.
Yeah.
Someone was asking about if I was upset that the Astros accepted the trip to the White House.
Yeah. Are you?
No, I don't care. If they want to go to the White House, go to the White House. If they don't want to go to the White House, don't go to the White House.
I would go. I mean, how many times do you win a championship and get a chance to go? I don't care who the president is.
And yeah, I wouldn't go, but that's just me.
See, I would. Like, okay, so since we just won yet another championship here, if I get invited to the White House, I will accept.
Okay.
You don't have to go.
You can represent us both.
I will represent both of us then, because that's I just think it'd be cool to go. I don't have to like the president. Yeah. I don't have to agree with anything he says or any of his tweets especially. But, yeah, License to Chill said he grew up with raw water when he lived in Saudi Arabia, and you couldn't even wash clothes in it.
Ugh.
I don't get people.
Yeah.
I really don't. There's so many – there's just strange stuff. Like, let's just do raw water. I think that's cool. But I'm sure there's people that don't get that I like to bet on animals that run in a circle. So there's that. Had a text earlier say he finally got to go to Lions Poker Palace, and it was a blast. I got a really cool thing to tell you about that they're doing later on when we talk about them.
Cannot wait.
So somebody asked, it's not Wednesday, but what are the odds of Texans trade into the first two rounds of the draft? I could see them making a move to get into the second round. They're going to have number three picks. So
you think they can get into the second round?
Yeah, I think they can get the second round. You know, you trade one, you've got an extra second next year, I believe.
Yeah.
So damn, the Swedes are beating America.
But you, to me, it's a weird situation because
you need a lot
of stuff.
Yeah,
but you also need quality.
If you had an opportunity to trade up and get a starting tackle, then I'd be okay with it.
Yeah, that's the only thing because it. Like, and we talked to Lance about it. It's hard to get a starting tackle, yeah. You know, after round two.
Well, really, after
really
round
in,
one
in round two, yeah,
and a lot of these guys bust in round one too.
Yep.
So, but maybe you trade for a guy who's already playing. I'd be okay with that. But I mean, you have to find at least one starting tackle somewhere, and I can't see trading up to get anyone unless you think they're a guy you can step, you know, plug and play on your offensive line, or in the secondary. But I think the offensive line has to be your number one priority if you're going to make a move like that. 713-780-ESPN is your number. So do the Texans sign Jimmy Graham? I don't really.
They've invested too much in tight end, I think.
Yeah, well, I think a lot depends on what happens with Fedorowicz. If his career's over,
then it becomes a possibility.
Yeah, but I don't know that he has much left.
But between Ryan Griffin and C.J. Fedorowicz, they've paid tight ends.
Yeah. Not good tight ends.
No, but they paid the ones they paid.
Yeah. But I think a lot depends on Fedorowicz if he comes back. And if I'm him, I don't think I do. That's too many concussions. And you're playing a position where you're going to get hit. You're out there blocking. But, you know, if he wants to try to play, I think that's on him. He's making a lot of money for it. So, AJ, who's good on UH I should be watching for tonight against Wichita State?
Oh, well, I for starters, well, Rob Gray is always good.
Yeah.
But Rob Gray against Wichita, like the Wichita's got good pick and roll defense. I have a bad feeling about UH tonight. I actually played Wichita. I gave up 10 points. It's not that, and there were already people who were like, "Oh, you're hating on UH." No,
yeah, you've been very positive about them, especially if they read your articles on SportsMap.com.
That's
been
right.
Really positive about the Cougars all year long.
Yeah, and I'm not trying to hate, but
Wichita's a good team.
Yeah, there's no shame. But my biggest concern is they won't have Breon Brady tonight, and that's their best rebounder, that's their best post defender, and you know that's a good team that they're playing against. If they were gonna compete with that team, they need to be at full strength, and not having your best rebounder / post defender and probably your second best overall player, that's tough.
So, John, I've been meaning to ask you this. Do you have a list of the people who have not yet paid for the Deadpool?
Yeah, I'll have to go check it, though.
Because I want to give them an opportunity to pay, and then I'm going to start shaming them on air until they pay.
Good call.
So, somebody asks, is dog racing included in the audio? But the betting strategies are the same as the horses. So, they'll work for you very well. All you have to do is get the audiobook.
Jay Garcia says, try out Stuttgarten down the street across the highway at the old mall. Good beer selection, sports. I would, but I'm sober in January. It's going to do me no good. Their beer selection does me no good right now.
Yeah, and I might tool around Saturday and check out some places. There's some good breweries down here. I may go to Galveston before I come down here and you know, kind of get my beer on. But Drunk Bevo says Texans will be picking the top 10 next season, too. They can get a left tackle then. Don't wish that evil on them yet. let's see how what they do this offseason before we put them in the top 10 again. Wouldn't shock me. Better odds. Texans have a top 10 pick in 2019 or Texans win a playoff game in 2019 or 2018.
Top 10 pick or win a playoff game?
Yeah.
I think top 10 pick is more likely.
I think winning a playoff game is more likely.
Because you're talking.
I think they're going to come in and fix this offensive line. I think Watson's going to be healthy.
You think Watson's going to be healthy, but that's what I'm saying. We know now they're one injury away from going from a possibly pretty competitive team to a god awful team. And the Watt and Merciless injuries were big, but,
yeah, but
the reason they were 4-12 was because Deshaun Watson got hurt.
Yeah, they have a lot of things to fix, but I think getting Rick Smith out of there is one of them.
I think if
that's a good start.
Yeah, I think if it's not always as simple as that. Remember that the guy that they kept legitimately chose Tom Savage over Deshaun Watson.
I know.
Let's not forget that.
I think he's lucked into something here with Watson.
Right, but I do think that had they had Watt and Merciless this year, maybe they go 6-10.
Maybe. I'm not even sure. Especially some of those games down the stretch, they weren't even competitive.
But if they have Watson, I don't know. I mean,
I think they're
– are they 8-8, 9-7?
Yeah.
They're at least respectable.
I think they're probably 8-8 or 9-7.
Yeah, they're at least respectable. And you see what the tumble is without that guy. And the gap – we talk about wins over replacement. I don't know if there's anybody who, like, the replacement level player is so much worse.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe Hundley to Rodgers.
Yeah.
That might be it, but.
But even then, they scored one touchdown a game for their last six games.
Yeah.
That's bad. That didn't matter whether it was Yates or Shaq. You can't win football games like that. You can't be competitive like that. 863 says, isn't it great that UCF was bitching about crappy three-loss Auburn, was ranked higher than them, but then they beat them, and suddenly it's worthy of a national championship. Well, there you go. Somebody says, looks like we'll be listening to the whole show today. I-45 southbound is jammed.
Oh, really? Boy. It was nice on the way down.
Yeah, man. This was.
I used to always complain. Truth be told, I used to hate coming down this direction. Whether we were coming, if I was going to Galveston or we're going to League City, whatever the case, I hated it because 45 south of Houston was the worst. And now it's pretty good. It's like five lanes wide open.
Yeah, got that area near the Beltway cleared up.
Yeah, it was really nice on my way down today. I was pleasantly surprised.
Although I was noticing it was pretty backed up going the other direction.
Well, listen.
So hopefully,
I just needed to work with my schedule. Well, I don't care about it.
As long as it's cleared out by
everybody else. That's their problem. Yeah.
Then fine. I'm glad with that.
Exactly.
But it's the last two times I've been down here for any reason. It's been pretty quick. Now, I'm sure during the summer, if you try to come on a weekday or weekend, it's going to be bad. But that's a positive, frankly. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. If you want to get in, be happy to take we're not going to take your phone calls, but we're happy to take your texts. And you can also tweet us, at Fred Fowler, at AJ is the real. Daniel asking if he retires, does a contract become null and void towards the cap, or will there be dead money? I'm pretty sure if he retires that it does not count against the cap, but I don't know that for sure. I will check. I think there may still be some dead money with that, but I will find out for you. I don't know the answer to that. All right, we are going to take a very quick break. Don't go anywhere. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Well, hello!
To call into the HR&P listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.
Hey everyone, a huge weekend in sports is coming up, and if you've been looking for an online sports book where you can play all the games, then pull out your phone and Shazam this commercial right now using the Shazam app for exclusive offers from BetDSI.com. BetDSI is giving away a free $25 wager if you use promo code SBG25. Or simply just Shazam this commercial right now. You'll get instant access to register, play, win, and get paid on everything from football to reality TV. If it moves, DSI puts odds on it. So Shazam this commercial right now for instant access to BetDSI.com and get a free $25 wager on the house and 100% extra bonus when you deposit. Use your sports knowledge and love of the game to make some extra cash. Shazam now, or use promo code SBG25 to get your free wager and start winning today at BetDSI.com.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Gulf Greyhound Park in Lamarck. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN if you wish to text the show. We're here at Gulf Greyhound Park. And live racing starts at 6 o'clock. So if you want to come on out, we're down in the south end in the suite area. So come hang out with us and have some fun. Not Wednesday, but what are the odds of Blitz gets the new Texans GM on the show eventually?
I doubt it.
Yeah, they don't. They don't
percents
like
are low.
They don't like us, and we don't really like them either. So we've never quite gotten along with the Texans.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well.
It's their loss.
I mean, we're not, like, getting our credentials revoked or anything. But
no, but Sweden is beating the U.S. 4-1 in the semifinals. Choking dogs, 4-1. I'm never going to hear the end of this. But I'm looking at Transtar, and it's typical bad Thursday traffic right now.
Yeah.
So it's not horrible. There's some, like, the 610 loop is a mess. I-10 is a mess inside the loop near downtown. 59 is a mess where it's always a mess. And then 290, which is always a mess. 45 looks reasonable. There's some orange.
Okay.
So, but it looks fairly reasonable. So that's your additional traffic report.
So is this a Sweden versus U.S. game? Is this
is a semifinal. The winner gets to go and play presumably Canada for the championship.
Okay.
The loser plays for the bronze medal tomorrow.
Damn.
So it's looking very bronzish for
even though the U.S. already beat Canada.
Yeah, that was the preliminary round. Doesn't mean anything.
Damn.
Now,
choke city.
Yeah, they're choking, and you know they had a chance to go back to back because they won last year, but they're losing 4-1. I'm not liking their chances.
No.
Seven minutes left. 7:20 to play. God, I'm glad I didn't wear my Team USA hat today. I look pretty stupid, choking dogs. I'm really glad that I don't have to hear about it from my wife. So I'm just turning my phone off so I don't get any of her texts. It's typical bad Thursday traffic, yeah, because Monday, Wednesday is so much better. Eh, it's the same stuff. Thursdays, for some reason, at least on my route, are always a lot worse. Thursdays and Fridays when we're going home, whatever time we're going home. But, yeah. All right, so we hopefully will have Brad Powers next segment to talk about the championship game. That'll be cool. I also kind of wanted to look ahead to some of the games this weekend, which I guess we can do. I think we talked about this a little bit, but about Mike Mularkey. Some of the other things that I'm intrigued by are like how the home field advantage, how much of an advantage it'll be for the Rams, actually. Do you think L.A. finally embraces them now that they have a playoff game? It would be kind of an L.A. thing to do.
Yeah. It depends on what else is going on.
Yeah, I guess so.
You know, it's one of those things. Like, what else is happening in the city that day? Maybe. I don't know. I think maybe I will say this. Them getting into the playoffs their first year in L.A. gives them an advantage over the Chargers as far as
– well, and they're not playing in a soccer stadium either.
That helps too.
But, yeah, I'm kind of curious about that.
Yeah, playing in that stadium, the Coliseum is – I think it's got its advantages and disadvantages too, though.
Yeah.
So it's like the amenities clearly aren't a modern NFL stadium because it's an old-ass stadium.
Yeah.
But – no, okay.
That's
not going to work out great.
That's going to be just perfect. Yeah. Great. Do a show while we're checking 1-2.
All right.
The other game, I'm really intrigued by Buffalo. Obviously, they're going to need LeSean McCoy, but they've forced a lot of turnovers. And if there's one thing Blake Bortles will do on occasion, it's turn the ball over.
Yep.
And I think that alone gives the Bills an opportunity here. I honestly think they have a chance to win the game if McCoy's playing. I'd like their chances less without him, but I do think they're going to force some turnovers.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, I'd like to see that. I think the question will be if they can stay in the game. You know, if they're in the game at halftime, maybe they've got a chance to do something like that. But early on, it's going to be a heavy dose of Leonard Fournette. They're going to try to grind down that Bills defense, which they should. And if the defense can keep them in for a half, maybe they make something happen late. But, yeah, without McCoy, my confidence is low.
Yeah.
Although they say he's still questionable.
He wants to play. He'll wind up playing. The question is how effective will he be.
Right.
I don't think there's any way the guy misses the game. And 832 says, look at the bright side, Fred. U.S. soccer can make up for it in the World Cup. Not so much. Yeah, we pretty much suck at everything right now. Well, sports we're not supposed to be good at.
Right.
Justin says, traffic south on 45 through the Woodlands is bleep, 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 emergency bridge repair. Ugh, that's the worst. Drunk Bevo says, I know my cause of death will be traffic. I that is the one thing that, and I've gotten better about it as I've gotten older, but that's the one thing that I am irrationally gets me angry, is being stuck in traffic. I just don't handle it well. I never have. And, you know, I've gotten where almost everything else, Oh, it's now 4-2 with 3:01 left.
Uh-oh.
And the goalie pulled. But almost everything else, it just doesn't bother me. I don't care. There's nothing you can – if you can't control it, don't worry about it. And you can't really control traffic, but that still gets to me. Yesterday, I was coming from the airport to the station and got stuck in a mess on the Beltway. And I just thought my head was going to explode. I don't know why. I don't know why I'm unreasonable that way. But it just drives me nuts. And there's nothing you can do about it.
Yeah.
And what's worse is that
I don't get that worked up about it anymore.
I try not to. That's the one thing I have left that really gets me upset.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
Save it for something else.
Like what? What else is there to get mad
for? When
over?
The U.S. gets knocked out of national tournaments.
Yeah, well, these things happen. Well, they're yeah. I just have to hear it from certain people. That's all. It's not that big a deal.
Yeah.
And if Canada wins the thing, I have to sing "O Canada" in a bar, which I'm not a big fan of. Ashton J says, did the Bills finally address that Tyrod is actually good for their team and pay him?
No, because they're still a poor offense. I mean,
it's
they're not there because of Tyrod Taylor. I mean, or
he's not a negative. Listen, he's not a negative.
Yeah, is he? Is it's pretty clear that Nate Peterman is not an NFL quarterback. Like, whether or not Tyrod Taylor is better than Nate Peterman, that's not up for debate. I just don't think Tyrod Taylor – and I think Tyrod Taylor's fine, but he's like a
– he's in that
Andy Dalton, Ryan Tannehill range. And, you know, I'd rather not pay guys like that. I'd rather say, okay, man, it's been real. Go get paid somewhere.
Yeah, somebody will pay you.
And then we're going to try to get somebody who can actually – maybe win a Super Bowl. You know, that's what you're looking for, like a franchise quarterback. And Tyrod Taylor is a serviceable quarterback. He's not a franchise quarterback. He's not a guy you can build a team around. There's no way.
Yeah, I agree.
That's why I said, listen, think about this. Let's say Tom Brady, they said before the game, Tom Brady's starting running back is going to – James White, he's out. He's out for the game. Would that change your opinion at all about what the Patriots were going to do in their playoff game?
A little bit.
It really would? Like how you'd handicap it? You'd think, well, maybe the Patriots can win if they've got James White, but they can't if they don't?
No.
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 But with the Bills, you take LeSean McCoy out of the equation, it's like, oh, well, they're screwed. Guess what? Same with the Jags. You take, let's say Leonard Fournette breaks his leg tonight. Getting off the team bus at the hotel, whatever it is. You feel good about Jacksonville? You can't, because they've got Blake Bortles now, and Blake Bortles is a serviceable quarterback. At least he was this year, a serviceable quarterback, but not a franchise quarterback. That's the difference. If you've got a franchise quarterback, other guys get hurt, oh, big deal. You know, Aaron Rodgers loses a receiver, loses a running back, whatever. Well, I'll find a way. But if you lose a player here, there, and it's like, oh, God, it's panic, that's when you know you're not a franchise quarterback.
Legalized pot, traffic problem solved. That would probably help.
Yeah, unfortunately, it looks like we're going the opposite way on that these days.
Yeah, that's a shame.
Yeah, I thought the whole thing about this this Republican Party was they want to make smaller government. Now they're using federal power to override like community laws, state laws, and community laws about weed. What happened? What are the rules here?
The rules are less government unless it's something we care about.
Oh, okay.
That's what it means.
Unless it's something that Jesus would frown on, then we need more government.
Yeah, exactly. 713-780 ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776.
Did you see that Texas A&M did not get their guy? They did not get Dave Aranda because Dave Aranda got money whipped?
I did see that.
Yeah, Dave Aranda, we talked about this yesterday, was, according to Aggie, the people that report on the Aggies, it was a done deal because he was their only target. And LSU said, hold up. We're going to give this dude $10 million for 4 years to stay here and be our DC. Which, by the way, I think is absolutely a preemptive strike in case Ed Orgeron doesn't work out.
Yeah.
They've got their replacement in-house already.
Theoretically.
That I think that's why they're willing to pay him so much. But, yeah, it's a – so A&M goes out, and apparently they – without even knowing – that they had any other possible possible replacements, they went to Notre Dame and found themselves a new coordinator. And I don't know. I mean, is Mike Elko, is he, you know, the same thing as Dave Aranda? Probably not. But it's still it's not a bad deal, not a bad get for A&M. And we talked about this yesterday about teams being willing to basically buy a super coaching staff to win a championship. I'm not hating on Aggie for it. I think they should be. That's what they should be doing. Go out there, pay guys as much as you can. He's going to make an average of $1.8 million per year at A&M over 3 years. That's a pretty healthy number.
Yeah. Well, that's what Aranda was making at LSU before his new deal. And I think that made him the highest paid assistant. So this guy's going to be up there. But, hey, you know, it to me, doesn't bother me. If you have money to spend and they make so much money at A&M, go right ahead. It's not my money. And if you're profiting, as that football team is, and you're going to profit more, then who cares what you paid Jimbo?
I will say the thing that's weird about it, Mike Elko was at Notre Dame for 1 year.
Yeah.
And they were 46th in the country in total defense. I'm not saying it's a bad hire, but it's a strange choice to just go out there and throw this dude $1.8 million.
Yeah, I would have thought you could have gotten someone a little more
established.
Yeah, for that kind of money.
Yeah.
But, all right, guys. Hey, you want to get in on the action this weekend? Lots of games. Lots of big games. Time to put your money where your mouth is with MyBookie. We got the college championship coming up, NFL playoffs, basketball. When you get in on your Rockets, you can do that. MyBookie.ag is the place to score some serious cash. And no matter what sport you're into, if you like tennis, you like golf, you can bet on those too. And they've got in-game live betting, which is great. So if you miss kickoff or tip-off, you're still good. You can get in and play. MyBookie.ag is the hookup for all your betting needs. Join now. MyBookie will match your deposit with a 50% bonus. Use promo code FRED to activate the offer. Decades of expertise, no hassle payouts, and no fine print. You'll experience the greatest customer service in the industry. Guaranteed. Call 844-900-2387 or visit MyBookie online. That's MyBookie.ag or call 844-900-BETS. Use promo code FRED, and your first deposit is matched up to 50%. Play where the pros play because they get paid. That's my bookie. I won't stop, won't mess my groove up because I
already know how this thing goes. You're running to your friends. This is DeAndre Hopkins, wide receiver for the Houston Texans, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow. Live from Gulf Greyhound Park in Lamarck, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, live here at Gulf Greyhound Park. And we're going to talk a little gambling of a different sort here with our good friend Brad Powers. He's the lead college football analyst for pregame.com. You can follow Brad on Twitter at BradPowers7. Brad, happy new year. How did your betting go last weekend?
Not so well. You've probably seen a couple of tickets I posted on Twitter if you follow me at BradPowers7, including a Louisville ticket that didn't work out so well for me. But it's always the start of a new season, and the great thing about this industry is there's always a game played the next day. So you got to have a short-term memory.
Well, let's look ahead to Monday night because I think this is a very interesting matchup considering that Alabama was the team that some people debated whether or not they should even be there. They're favored. The number's been bouncing around a little bit. Your initial thoughts on the matchup?
Yeah, my initial thought was to lean towards Alabama. Now, obviously, without another linebacker, you got some cluster injuries at that position. That's not ideal, but I just like the been there, done that. I mean, this is the first time in the 4 years of the playoffs you've only had 7 days in between. Normally you get 8 or 9, And I just think from an emotional aspect, Georgia having to rallying from 17 points down, the biggest come-from-behind win in the history of the Rose Bowl, travel across the country, haven't played in this type of atmosphere since 1982 as far as a national championship on the line, and Alabama having some revenge. They didn't finish the job last year. Now, they're not as good as past Alabama additions, in my opinion, but I just think matchup-wise, Georgia, particularly at the quarterback spot, Jake Fromm's a good one, but he's no Deshaun Watson. And you know, with limited mobility, I mean, when's the last time we've seen a pro-style quarterback beat Alabama? And maybe, you know, the Ole Miss quarterback, but even Chad Kelly had a little bit more mobility than Jake Fromm. So not an ideal spot for Georgia. I'm going to lean with the Crimson Tide.
Yeah, we had talked about this a lot. I think Oklahoma would have actually had a better chance against Alabama because he is the kind of quarterback that tends to beat them. You've got to be mobile. You've got to be able to throw the football. So I think the Georgia matchup kind of plays more into Alabama's hands, frankly.
No question, and I completely agree. And what I was thinking, at least heading into the semifinals, I thought Alabama-Clemson would be the war and kind of the battle of attrition. Whoever survived that one might be up against it as far as the physical aspect going up against the Georgia-Oklahoma winner. And I was thinking Oklahoma would come away with that one. Looked good at halftime, but obviously you can't cash tickets at halftime. I was probably thinking a little too confident there with them up 17 and then 14 at the break. But, yeah, I thought that would have been a tougher matchup for this Alabama defense. Look, let's face it, Georgia likes to run the ball. That's their bread and butter, and they're so similar. I mean, it's like you look at Kirby Smart. He's taken the pedigree of Nick Saban and pretty much put it into his program. Well, at least at this point, until it's year 4 or 5 under Kirby Smart, I just don't think he has the horses that take down Alabama.
You had a very interesting tweet, I thought, earlier this week where your bowl recap, where you were talking about extremely high variance and that the favorites' average cover was by 14.1 points per game, and underdogs pulling 16 outright upsets with an average cover of 13.3. Is this in line with what we've seen in recent bowl seasons, or is this an aberration in terms of the variance?
It's higher variance than what we've seen in past seasons. But, you know, I think it's going to become more of the norm. I mean, let's just face it. Why do you have more high variance in bowl games than you do in the regular season? Look, you know, 16 out of 19 underdogs aren't going to win outright when they're covering in a normal week of a regular season. The reason there's more high variance is, motivationally, you can have disparate teams. You got one team that wants to be there, one team that doesn't. That can create some high variance. You got unique spots where you got teams with interim coaches, guys that are more worried about where they're coaching next year than what they're coaching for this particular game. And then you got the new, relatively new phenomenon, players sitting out. And if your best players are sitting out and they're not motivated to play, I mean, chances are your regular starters that might not have NFL aspirations, how can they be motivated? So a lot of different factors. I think, you know, if I could say one thing about what I've learned over the last couple of years is if you're looking to back the favorite, back them against the spread. Don't waste your money backing the money line. But with that being said, if you're looking to back the underdog plus the points, you might want to shade and sprinkle in a little bit of your bet on the money line because, let's face it, 16 out of the 19 underdogs that covered actually won outright. I think if you just take those two things from it, you can come away with a better bankroll.
All right, that's Brad Powers. Brad, we appreciate the time as always. What do you work on now that college football is ending?
Actually, college football is nonstop for me, but week one's already out for like 18 games already, so you got to start peeking ahead to that, and then you got a season win totals to come out in May. But actually, I jump into college hoops full feet with me and do that for the next 3 months, and then once spring practice rolls around, I jump right back into college football.
Cool. We'll have you on next week to talk some college hoops. I think you and Mr. Hoffman could have some very interesting conversations about that. So
always up for that.
Hey, sounds good. You guys enjoy the wild card games and the national title game. I look forward to talking to you guys next week.
All right, sounds good. That's Brad Powers. Follow him on Twitter at BradPowers7. So apparently they were halfway through the national anthem before.
Yeah, I didn't even hear
what was going on. So they're done with it now. I hate that. I hate when we're actually on during the anthem. But, oh, well. We have it down to a science at the other place.
Andres took a knee during the anthem, I noticed.
Yeah, he did do that. You know what I've noticed about Ninja today?
What?
He's actually talking to another male.
Really?
Yeah.
That's weird.
I know, it's very strange.
Yeah, because his move is normally he'll talk to the chicks.
Yeah.
But
especially if they're cute, he'll talk to them.
Maybe
he's changing teams.
Maybe he's just found a prospect that he's willing to change teams for.
Yeah, it's a possibility.
He has been hitting arm day.
Yeah, you could tell.
Yeah.
Oh man, I think he's angry with us now.
He did leave his post. I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing.
Yeah, well, maybe a good thing. I don't know. It just depends.
How's the chicken parm?
Pretty solid.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, the spaghetti sauce is not really for me, but the parm's really good.
So, all right.
Yeah, they have a buffet here that you can go and jump on. So, nice setup here. We're down on the south end in the suite area. So if you're coming out, races start in 19 minutes. So you can get your gamble on while you're here. I don't see the tote board on, but I'm gonna make a play on the first race when we go to break here.
All right,
and
make it a winner.
Well, that's the plan.
What number are you going with?
Do I want to tell all the people so they hammer my odds? I like the four dog.
Four is my lucky number too.
Oh, there you go. I'm gonna be playing some little exacta wheels with him, so we'll see how it plays out. All right, do we have anything here, John? Well, then let's take a break. We come back, we'll have the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You live under psychopath sitting next to you. You live under murderer sitting next to you. You think I'd get this sitting next to you. But after all I've said, please don't forget. All my friends are heathens. Well, hello!
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow. Live from Gulf Greyhound Park in Lamarck, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, live here at Gulf Greyhound Park. It's time to get on the map. Sportsmap.com, your one-stop shop for all things Houston sports on the internet. Covers all your favorite teams, trends, and events. Check out content from some of your favorite radio hosts, including Charlie Polillo tomorrow. A.J. had something up earlier in the week. I had a column up earlier in the week, and we're going to be doing a lot of cool stuff, a lot of cool videos, so check it out, sportsmap.com, and follow us on Twitter at sportsmaphou. I'm a little bit bummed.
Why?
Our buddy Blair did the national anthem. That was her singing.
Oh.
Yeah, she bought us drinks once in Pearland.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's really cool. She's on Twitter. But she did the national anthem. I didn't get to hear it because I just heard someone singing, and then that's when we said, okay, we better go to break. She wasn't doing the national anthem. Sucks.
I'm sorry that we missed it.
Yeah. Anybody wants to know if you have any college basketball action?
I posted all my plays on Twitter.
Okay.
I'm not going to go over them.
Yeah.
Check them out on Twitter. They're there. On my timeline.
So dog handicapping the same as horse handicapping? Not really. There's some subtle differences. The betting's exactly the same. But the one thing about dogs is you don't have to worry about those pesky jockeys.
That's true.
Yeah, but they do tend to run over each other, which can always be fun.
They fall down a lot?
They do. Oh, yeah.
I've never seen a dog race before.
Well, you're going to get a chance to here in about 11 minutes.
Okay. Are we going to be on the air, you think, during the first race? How long is the race last? Is it one lap?
Yeah, it's only one lap. So it'll be
okay,
like
so they're quick
30,
races.
About 30 seconds.
Yeah, that's not a very long track.
No. But they're not very long animals.
That's true.
I know you're used to horses, but
right.
But yeah, you should be able to get a chance to watch them run, depending on because you know we got the rewind and all that stuff at the top, so may actually be able to do that. All right, let's do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
All right, a lot of people drink on New Year's Eve, right? I mean, that's kind of a...
That's a traditional drinking day.
It's kind of... I'm the exact opposite for some reason now. I never drink on New Year's Eve. I drink every other day of the year, but never on New Year's Eve.
It's amateur hour, that's why.
Yeah, well, but basically, a group of people in New Zealand were... And I know you have a lot of these parks, especially around here where you're not supposed to have public display of alcohol or public consumption of alcohol. So you kind of put it in a bottle or you do whatever. Well, apparently they were at an estuary in New Zealand on the country's North Island, and they just recently put in an ordinance that banned people from drinking in public. So they came up with a way around the law. They took a whole bunch of shovels and basically built their own little island out in the middle of the estuary, all crammed onto it, and drank. They created their own island. That's how they got around it.
Okay.
Technically not legal, probably, but the police thought it was clever enough that
they didn't bother with them.
They didn't bother with them.
That's good.
Which I would say is cool police. But hey, quick thinking there.
That is.
So anyway, that's your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The gem of the day. It's the gem of the day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
And United States did not beat Sweden.
Oh no.
4-2.
Wah,
oh no,
wah.
We suck again.
Wah, wah.
Yeah, that's unfortunate.
Sorry, man.
Yeah. You know, oh well. Move on to the next thing. There's always that chance on chance for the bronze tomorrow. Ooh.
Yeah. Well, there's always next year, Fred.
Yes, they're every year. And we got the Olympics coming up.
Well, that's a good thing.
Which doesn't have NHL players, so who knows?
Oh, it doesn't anymore?
No.
Oh, that's stupid.
And my brother says Blair slayed the national anthem. So.
Well, good for her.
Yeah. Damn. That sucks. That's one time I would have actually wanted to hear the person singing. But, oh, well. Anyway, if you get a chance, come on out here, man. Races start here in about 8 minutes to post for the first race, and we will be here until 7 o'clock, as always. And it's really cool. We're down here on the south end of the grandstand at Gulf Greyhound Park, so just come on down. There's lots of giveaway stuff here. It's the suite area, so it's really nice. So come hang out. And we are a little isolated in here from...
Yeah, we've got like a semi-private area. It's actually kind of nice.
Yeah, so you can come be semi-private with us.
That's right. Specifically with Fred.
No.
His wife's out of town. You can be semi-private with him.
No. I'll just pawn you off on my brother, probably. So we're going to have to put together a new Deadpool list.
Yeah.
See if...
Well, you got to get paid for this first
one. Yeah, I'm going to get paid for this one first. Jong is going to find out who's paid and who hasn't and collect... And then we'll shame them until they do. What if somebody doesn't work here anymore?
I mean, you can still shame them over the internet.
There was a website that got 17 correct last year. I think that will be. It's called.
How many did they throw out, though?
Well, I don't know. It says the death list. Let's see. I don't know how many they actually threw out, but
because if I threw out like 500, okay, I got 17. Wow, look at me! I'm a genius.
So no, they 50.
That's pretty strong.
Yeah, 17 out of 50.
That's pretty strong. They would have won our game.
Chris says, the site, which is in seriously poor taste, says, in 2017, years of promise were realized when the list smashed the previous record, chalking up an astonishing 17 successes. I don't know if that's poor taste in my mind.
Nah, it's whatever. They died anyway.
Yeah. So out of 50, they got 17. That's amazing. Okay, so they've got another 50 on the list this year, which I will be using for research. Some of the names... Rolling Stones legend Ronnie Wood, Professor Stephen Hawking, footballer Paul Gascoigne, I don't know who that is, actress and singer Olivia Newton-John, June Brown, who's Dot from EastEnders, I don't know her either, Dick Van Dyke, and Prince Philip. Now, to be fair, I don't know how many points they actually got for their 17. I mean, they might have all been 95 years old.
Right.
But that's pretty good.
That is pretty strong.
A lot of people slam this website. I'm going to have to check it out now. It's called the Death List. That's pretty cool.
TheDeathList.com?
Yeah, I think that's it.
Okay.
So, yeah. Deathlist.net.
Is this where you're going to get your...
Okay, so here's your 2018 list. Some of these guys are negative points.
Oh, that doesn't
count.
Yeah,
Kirk Douglas. He's 102. Actress Leah Bracknell, 54. I don't know her.
I don't either.
Olivia de Havilland is 102. She's on the list. Prince Philip, Duke of Edinburgh, 97 years old.
Okay.
His description is casual racist.
Okay.
Billy Graham's 100 years old?
Yeah.
Not the wrestler superstar Billy Graham.
No.
Billy Graham, the...
the televangelist?
Yeah. Stan Lee, 96, is on their list.
Okay.
Don't
see, not one of these people would be on my list because there's no points in the...
Vera Lynn is a singer, is 101 years old. Who does that?
Yeah.
So, Mel Brooks, 92. That's only 8 points. I don't know. There's only one person on here that's in their 50s. Well, here's that Paul Gascoigne guy who I've never heard of. And Mark Smith, who's 61. Everybody else is in their 80s and 90s.
If I were picking a really, really, really old person,
yeah,
I think I'd pick Bush Sr.
Yeah.
If I were picking one person in their 90s.
10 or 11 points?
No, he's in his 90s.
Oh, 7 points?
Yeah, something like that.
That'd be kind of sad. But Ross said, I bet on a dog down there once it came out of the gate and laid down. Hashtag fail. Yeah, I've seen a lot of stuff, man, especially when they collide with each other and they go tumbling. And there's not a worse thing in the world. And your dog breaks really well and he looks like he's going to go to the front and win. And some other dog slams into him and knocks him out and you're dead. So I suggest maybe getting another job.
That's right. At my bookie. Not my bookie. My computer career. Listen, new year. And you're saying, oh, what's missing? Happy. Happy New Year. That's what's missing. Are you happy in your job? Are you happy when you get up to go to work every day? If not, why haven't you considered an IT career? Maybe it's because you're not the best student in school. Maybe you're not that great with computers. It doesn't matter. It's not rocket science, guys. It's My Computer Career. See if an IT career is right for you. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation today. You could start your new life as an IT pro in as little as 4 months. You attend classes on campus or live online. Just twice a week, you'll get everything you need to start your new career. And it's more than just a school. My Computer Career helps you get in the industry because they work with hundreds of employers that hire their students. They're nationally accredited. Financial aid's available for those who qualify, including the GI Bill. Classes start up soon. Make new year, new career your resolution. Take the free career evaluation today at mycomputercareer.edu.
ESPN 97.5.